The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I hope and pray that if you were listening the last half hour, that you know my heart. My heart is for racial unity, reconciliation, equality, because that's what Jesus wants us to do. They keep saying it, the ground is level at the cross. The blood of Jesus Christ makes us one. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we should speak out against racism, bigotry, prejudice, wherever it comes from, and whatever the color of the skin of the bigot. But we must be wise and discerning. And with just a tiny little bit of research, you can easily find the roots of black nationalism, Pan-Africanism. It doesn't take a whole lot. You don't have to spend hours doing research to uncover the roots behind the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's dangerous. And the more people who follow it, who refuse to question it, the more division, the more violence, the more injuries, the more division we're going to have. The more strife between people and authorities, police, mayors, governors, the president, because that's what it's all about, sowing discord, strife. And then I'll just say this, and then I'm going to move on. Caught a little bit of the news last night. I don't want to watch the news anymore. I'm not putting my head in the sand. I'm a news junkie. I love to watch the news, but it is so biased. And not all, but most of the local TV coverage is reveling in the dissent, the protests, the violence. They are reveling in it. They are loving it. I mean, seriously, they are absolutely loving the fact that they can begin their evening program, whether it's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock every night, with a live person down on the scene downtown. Here's what's happening tonight. They're reveling in it. Anyway, tuned in to part of the news last night, and Mayor Ginther, they were covering part of his press conference yesterday, which I didn't see, didn't even hear anything about it. But when the news, I think it was out of the room or whatever, Joy was there watching, and I walked into the room, and Ginther was speaking. So I kind of walked into the middle of what he was saying. And I heard him say, "And let me say to you forcefully," again, this is not verbatim, but close. "And let me say to you, if you are not with this city, then you are against this city." And he was speaking very forcefully. And I thought, wow, Ginther is finally getting some guts. And he's actually speaking to the people who are trying to burn down the city, starting fires in the middle of the street, harming police officers, being lawless. Finally, Ginther has gotten some guts to speak up. No. He was talking to the police. He wasn't talking to the rioters. He was talking to the police. And I told Joy, I said, whoa, wait, wait. Is he talking to the police? Joy said, yeah. And I thought, the mayor is talking that way to the police of our city? I have no idea why anybody would want to be a police officer in the city of Columbus under the current leadership. It is sad. It is tragic. And what's going to happen, this kind of lack of leadership or even adversarial relationship between City Hall and the police is going to drive away many of the really, really, really good cops. And Columbus has a lot of really, really good cops. Every police department has some bad ones. It's human nature. Every profession has some bad ones. There are bad librarians. But this kind of adversarial relationship from City Hall and lack of support, throwing our police under the bus, is going to drive away many of the really good cops and the young men and women who wanted to join the Columbus Police Force because they really wanted to serve our community. Many of those good young people are going to have second thoughts. All right, enough of that. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Good news, and here is the reason why, the primary reason why I voted for Donald Trump, not because of his charming personality by any means, but the courts. And for the most part, I have been very pleased. Gorsuch is becoming a real disappointment. Sadly. But for the most part, very pleased. Headline: Senate approves 200th federal judge nominated by Trump. Dateline Washington, D.C. The Senate has approved the nomination of a Mississippi judge to a federal appeals court, the 200th federal judge named by President Donald Trump and confirmed by the Republican-controlled chamber. It's the highest number of judicial nominees confirmed at this stage of a presidency in more than four decades. Approval came on a nearly party line, 52-48. Maine Senator Susan Collins was the only Republican to vote against Judge Wilson and so forth. One of the biggest failures of Barack Obama when he left office after 8 years, there were hundreds of vacancies left in the courts. Now, a lot of liberals are just fuming that Trump has appointed so many. Well, the reason why Trump has appointed so many, when Obama left office, there was this huge vacuum, hundreds of courts, judgeships that were unfilled because the Obama administration didn't get it done. Well, that's because the Republicans. Yeah, you don't think Trump has been fought every inch of the way in getting judges confirmed? I have not always been a real fan of Mitch McConnell, but I'll tell you something. Trump and McConnell have done an incredible job getting through enormous opposition. And the Senate has now approved the 200th federal judge nominated by Donald Trump. And that's one of the dangers if a Democrat, and again, I am not convinced at all that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. He could be, but I'm not convinced he will be. But if a Democrat is elected president, that individual, whoever it is going to dedicate themselves to overturning all of the progress made on the courts by the Trump administration. That's why this election coming up is incredibly important. It is still the courts. Still the courts. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live as we wrap things up this afternoon. But we can't wrap things up until we talk to Frank in Columbus. Frank, welcome. How are you today?
Good, Pastor Bob. Do you remember VeggieTales? And can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you well.
The videos, VeggieTales, remember?
Sure. Yeah, Larry and Bob, sure.
Bob, my hair, you know, hairbrush. Or...
Oh, yeah.
So there's a gentleman that I think is the main founder of that named Phil, as in Philip, and then Vischer, like
yes.
V as in Victor, I-S-C-H-E-R.
Yeah, actually, so I had him on my program about a year ago.
Okay. So I always, like, I just happened to see his name when I was just scanning news. And so he has this video that he put together, try not to waste all your time. So it's like, you know, a little over 17 minutes long, but it's about race in America, like as in the race, you know, races or African American or white or Asian or whatever.
Okay. All right.
I think it's titled Holy Post, P-O-S-T, I don't know. But if you could, you know, search that on the internet, I think it's an interesting video that we can all learn from, because, like, I'm even a real estate agent, and there was a lot of things in the past that caused people not to have an inheritance. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't realize, according to this video, like, even the GI Bill, I mean, there was just discrimination a lot. And so it's just I just thought I'd recommend people checking that out. That's all.
Okay. I read something about it a few days ago and then basically forgot about it, and I apologize for that. I'll check it out. Again, I had read something that Phil had put out, something, VeggieTales on race, but I didn't check it out, so I'm not familiar with the content or anything, so I'll have to check it out.
All right, and it's Phil Vischer, V as in Victor, I-S-C-H-E-R.
Yes.
Holy Post, Race in America. So God bless you, and I'm always trying to do my part. I don't believe in evolution. I believe evolution is mostly decay. You know, that doesn't mean we can't have different breeds of dog, but, you know, if we truly were created, then there was a creator, and so we're all brothers and sisters, and we're having trouble learning that. And
yeah. Well, and that's why the gospel of Jesus Christ is the great uniter. It is.
Yep.
All right, so, Frank, thanks.
I always appreciate when Charles calls in, and, you know, I know he doesn't always like to have a conversation, but, you know, I pray the next time he does that he would get a little stopwatch and give you 1 minute to talk, and he can have 2 minutes.
Well, you know, some people don't like dialogues. They like monologues.
Well, I assume he's listening or somebody, you know.
I don't know.
All right, well, in the meantime,
all right,
we'll
thanks, Frank.
Try to do our best.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. No, I'm not even, I'm not going to go there. But this whole thing that we're going through right now in America, we've been through things like this before. There are a lot of similarities between what's going on now and what happened in the 60s. And I realize many of you, in fact, probably most of you are not old enough to remember the 60s. I certainly do. And I think that's why possibly I bring a little different perspective than some other white folks. Doesn't make me an expert, doesn't make me special, doesn't make me anything except that I may understand. I grew up in Southern California. I was born in Long Beach, but my parents moved to Compton when I was in sixth grade, and I was there through sixth grade, junior high school, and high school. During my time in Compton, when we moved to Compton, Compton was a predominantly white community. Predominantly white when we moved there. Now, that's not why we moved there, but it just, that's the way it was. And for whatever reason, busing was a part of it, but Compton's demographics changed dramatically and rapidly. From my sophomore year in high school to my senior year in high school, we went from me, the white guy, being the majority, to me, the white guy, being in the minority. In 3 years, it happened that fast. And because it happened that fast, and because of busing, which was forced integration, we had a lot of problems. We had a lot of racial tensions in my school, in my neighborhood, and I saw firsthand the results of racism from when I was the majority and my black friends were the minority until 3 years later, and I was the minority and my black and Hispanic friends were the majority. And I think that's one of the reasons why I have just grown up despising racism. And we all should. But ultimately, Jesus is the answer, a spiritual renewal. All right, wish we had more time. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.